When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so let's get into this. Brittany says, hey guys, I'm hoping you can help me talk some sense into my hubby because he's freaking out over something that isn't a big deal.
Okay.
So we're going on a little four-day vacation in a few weeks, and my mom agreed to stay here and take care of our two-year-old while we're gone. Now, she's got a friend that's coming in from out of town who's more than likely going to sleep in our guest room while my mom is in our room. My husband is totally creeped out at the thought of his mother-in-law sleeping in our bed.
Oh.
He says, it's our marital bed. It's got to be sacred. Nobody else should be sleeping in it but us. I don't think it's a big deal, though. We'll just change the sheets. It's fine. I will mention that her friend is a man that she's been talking to. My dad passed away 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure no funny business is going to be happening. He's also concerned about that. Are there other words I can say to my husband to get him to chill out other than just saying chill out? Because that's not getting through.
When my parents or my in-laws stay with us, we always offer our bedroom to them.
Right.
As just a gesture of, hey, you know,
the most comfortable in the house.
We have the best mattress in the house. Mm-hmm. Sorry, girls. But I mean, that's just how it is, right? You know, we have the best mattress in the house and everything. And there's always that funny song and dance where my father-in-law is like, no, I like the height of bed. And it's like, no, you don't like the height of bed, you know, whatever. Or you can, you know, I've got my older two daughters have moved out. It's like, you can sleep up in their room. No, we'll sleep up in their room. No, take our bed. So it's like, do you think they're really going to do funny business?
Well, apparently that is a concern. But now, then I think he's also creeped out of the fact that his mother-in-law is going to be sleeping where he's done the funny business with her daughter.
Well, then
maybe that's the thought.
We got a text from Derek who's not helping things saying we've all done it in someone else's bed before.
That is not going to help him get over his weirdness.
But seriously, like it's sheets. So you just change the sheets,
yes.
Right? Isn't that just the thing?
Now, listen, Jennifer is kind of backing up his feelings, saying her sleeping in it she says it wouldn't creep me out. But anything else would be a no-go for me. Clean sheets be darned.
Bethany says, oh, they're totally going to make sandwiches in their bed. There's no room for chill here.
No, stop. Stop saying that. That's not going to help him feel better about it.
I don't think they are.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Now, I think about myself and my wife and, you know, if our daughters ever get married and have kids and we go and stay at their place and help watch the kids, I 100% am doing it in their bed.
Oh, gosh. That is also not helping. I feel like that's not helping. We're supposed to be helping him feel better about this. And all we're doing is adding gasoline to the fire.
Have they ever stayed at a hotel?
Okay, that's a really good point.
Have they ever stayed at an Airbnb?
That is a very good point. That, I think, is where the direction she goes with this. Like, listen, it's the same thing as if they were staying in a hotel. Like, when we go and stay in a hotel, lots of other people have stayed in that bed and think of the things they've done.
Don't even think about it. Don't bring a black light.
Uh-uh. We don't need that kind of thing. So that's really good. I think that
Airbnb, that's hotel.
The argument
that,
she tosses
maybe
out.
That's the argument you tell. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to, I almost want to ask you if you want to share your horror story.
No, that is not
when you're
helpful
staying at someone
in
else's
this
place.
Moment. No.
Come on.
That is not. Listen, we're supposed to be trying to help.
We
her.
Already helped her. Give, we already
oh,
helped
so
her.
So we're just saying, listen, tell them it's like the same thing as a hotel and then move on. And now we're going to go down this awful path.
Yeah, we're just.
Don't play this part for him.
We're just turning down a side street here.
Okay.
We're fine.
Don't tell him about the side street. Tell him about the hotel. Stay there.
502-795-1997. If you've got a great story about that, we'd love to hear that. Or if you want to just help, you can. I mean, that's what group therapy is about, really. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, so we're kind of in the middle of the group therapy where Brittany's mom is coming to stay at their house, watching their two-year-old when she and her husband go out of town. She's got the mother-in-law has kind of a, I guess, a new guy that she's been seeing since
he's coming
her
in
husband
from out of
passed.
Town. He's going to stay there too in the mm-hmm. guest room. And so hubby is just really most upset about mother-in-law sleeping in their bed. He's creeped out
by it.
Right. But there is an issue that many people are pointing out that's, I think, a bigger issue than him being creeped out about his mother-in-law sleeping in their bed. And that is a strange guy coming to stay in the house with your child present. Like, a lot of people are bringing that up. Like, that's the bigger issue. Like, have you met this person? Do you know this man? Well, has your husband met him? Are you comfortable with him staying in the house with your daughter or with your two-year-old?
What I'm going to make an assumption here.
Uh-huh.
And if Brittany didn't bring that up, then obviously that's not the big issue for her.
That's true. I think she would have mentioned that if she felt uncomfortable
about it. If she thought that was the issue, that, all right, there's this strange guy that's coming. Obviously, it's not an issue for her or her husband.
Right.
So maybe we don't make it our issue.
Okay. Many people did point that out, though. Many, many, many. So hopefully we're assuming she's good with that. But you tossed out the idea, and a couple other people did, too. Just kind of explain it to him. Like, it's like a hotel room. When you go and sleep in a hotel bed, that's exactly like, you know, you're sleeping the same place where
many other people have slept.
So just
Ashley
change
said,
the sheets.
I want my kids to invite me over when I'm older so I won't take their bed. You're already in their house. Why take their bed? Well, they're not going to be there. So.
Yes.
And now I don't know what the makeup of their house is. Maybe they don't have, like, a spare bedroom. Maybe they have the kids' bed in their bed.
They did say that there was one spare bedroom,
which
is where the friend was going to be sleeping. And so then the mother-in-law would stay in their room. Now, people are just like, well, if you tell them you're not comfortable with her friend coming to stay at the house, then problem solved. The guest bedroom is free for your mom to sleep in.
Brandy says, tell them you have teddy bear cameras in the house and put them everywhere.
All right. Well, yeah, you could say that too. Like, hey, especially if they have one of those security systems that you could chime into and even talk back through your phone or something. If you're watching, you say, hey, you know what? If you need anything, the cameras will be on. You can like talk to me like through the phone or something.
Chris sent us a text, and I think it's funny. It says, isn't it typical that a guy would think such amazing things are happening in bed that it needs to be considered, quote, sacred ground? While the wife is thinking, nah, mom can use it. Nothing that special happening. All right. Well, hey, thank you for all the comments. If you want to continue commenting, you can on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
But we're landing on like the hotel argument.
Yeah, I think the hotel Airbnb argument, like, hey, you know what? Look, our house is their house and all that. And, you know, go at it from that sort of angle where you've stayed at a hotel, you stayed at an Airbnb.
Yes, kind of
difference.
The same concept. And again, just make sure that you're comfortable and know the friend, mom's friend, to be comfortable with him staying in the house with the kid, too.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That is group therapy.